Strange times we're living in. But God is calling us to be heroic in these times. I want to begin by just sharing some of the things we're trying to do here at St. Mary of Pine Bluff. First of all, we're live streaming as we always do, but we're going to also add daily live streaming to help people out in this time. Also, you might notice this new addition right behind me here. This is St. Rocco. St. Rocco is revered in Italy for sure. I think in France as well. They actually have parades in the streets with St. Rocco. He is the patron saint of contagion and epidemics. He was born, as the story goes, with a birthmark red cross on his chest. He was born in a noble, wealthy family, and his parents died when he was young. He was taken by his uncle, and at one point he gave away all of his wealth and he lived with and served the poor. And a plague broke out during his time. He was traveling to Rome, and along the way he would stop and he would pray over people. He would say a prayer and then he would give the sign of the cross and they were healed. There's more to the story that you can look up online. At the end of Mass, during this time when we're praying that our country, our world be healed of this contagion, this virus that we're dealing with right now, we'll pray this prayer to St. Rocco at the end of Mass. Also at the end of Mass, thanks to Father Z, he uncovered a beautiful prayer that out of the Roman ritual that actually is a prayer during times of epidemic. And it concludes with a blessing of the relic of the true cross. Of course, we're blessed here with an amazing relic. My brother-in-law's father was in the Normandy invasion, and he came across a bombed-out castle, and he saw a crucifix, life-size, laying flat on the ground. He had to move out, but he felt bad. Our Lord was face down, so he simply turned the cross over, and the skull cap came off. It looked like it was supposed to do that. It twisted off, but it fell off. And something popped out. He quickly put it in his pocket because he thought it was probably important. He had no idea what it was. After the war, he went and visited his sister, who was a nun. And in a room filled with nuns, he remembered he had it with him to ask if they knew what it was. And he pulled it out of his pocket, and all the sisters fell to their knees and started doing the sign of the cross because they recognized right away what he had. He had a relic of the true cross. So it is right here. And we will be offering this relic of the true cross, which was rescued during the Normandy invasion at the conclusion of Mass. I also am providing abundance of Epiphany holy water. This is very strong holy water. Urge you to pray that as you start your day, as you conclude your day in various times, put a few drops on your finger and bless yourself for extra protection. But I want to talk this morning about what we can do. Listen, we're in this time of social distancing. And in the scripture passage, it talked about thirst, right? Thirsting. So I think that we have a lot of what's called horizontal thirst. So water and food, for sure. But it might be for pleasure, for prestige, for all kinds of things. And so they can take control of our lives, right? That's why we fast at different times. Because we don't want those horizontal thirsts to dominate over and above God. So this is many of these thirsts, okay, are being removed from us during this social distancing. And so what a wonderful time for us to work on our vertical thirst. Maybe reorder our lives. Maybe spend this time when we've said to ourselves, I'm too busy or I'm too tired to pray right now. That now is the time to get that prayer life up and running. St. Alphonsus has said, prayer is beyond doubt the most powerful weapon the Lord gives us to conquer evil. But we must really put ourselves into the prayer. It is not enough just to say the words. It must come from the heart. And also prayer needs to be continuous. We must pray no matter what kind of situation we find ourselves in. The warfare we are engaged in is ongoing, so our prayer must be ongoing also. So I want to quickly review what is the best way to pray. These are called the 7 daily habits. They're not overwhelming. It's a little quick prayer here and a little quick prayer there. I actually put together a prayer book. It's called the United States Grace Force Prayer Book. If those of you who don't know what the United States Grace Force is, this is a growing army, now 60,000 strong, of people who know that while there's physical combat necessary, there's also supernatural combat, spiritual warfare that's necessary. So this is meant to help the troops to understand the best way to be a spiritual warrior, okay? And so I outline the 7 daily habits. I want to quickly review them here. For everyone who's here today, I put a case of these out there so you can grab one. If you want to leave a free will offering, that's fine, but it's my gift to you, okay? So, but you can, if you can't, you can get them at RomanCatholicGear.com, okay? So, quickly, what are the 7 daily habits? Well, how about starting the day out, you know, with a quick prayer, an ancient prayer? I always say, you know, I don't want to invent my own prayers, write my own prayers. I want these powerful prayers that were revealed to the greatest saints in our church and handed down to us. So there's a beautiful prayer called the morning offering. Again, you can Google it. You don't have to get this, but this lays it all out. But you can Google. I like there's different versions. I like the most vintage version. But also, it was St. Jose Maria Escriva who encouraged us to get up on the dot. He said, conquer yourself each day from the very first moment, getting up on the dot at a set time without granting a single minute to laziness. It is with the help of God you conquer yourself in that moment. You have accomplished a great deal for the rest of the day. It's so discouraging to find yourself beaten in the first skirmish. Close quote. He calls this the heroic moment. Let that sink in. How about starting that day up with that heroic moment? You know, I say too with people, you know, Lord, how are you going to use me today? Bound out of bed. This is my day to make memories for my family. This is a day to offer the best of what I can give to people I meet. Let my fruit just be extravagant. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. Let just be, you know, almost gaudy about it, you know? Lavish. Set that and then pray your morning prayer. Also, it's mental prayer is an ancient form. It's just simply FaceTime, okay? This is the unum necessarium, the one thing necessary. You know, we can do it before the Blessed Sacrament, but you know, you can also just do it privately. It's just one-on-one communication with Jesus. It's recommended about 15 minutes, but do 3 minutes, you know? Maybe work up to 15. But 15 is a good habit to get into. Spiritual reading. Nowadays, you can Google anything. But you want to be rooted in the sacred scriptures. One of the things I highly recommend, and I don't have stock in their company, but I've always, for as long as I can remember, loved what's called the Magnificat. You can Google that online. I don't see it. It's probably Magnificat.com. But the Magnificat. This just takes scripture of the day, but it also adds a powerful reflection that's very brief, but it's always amazing. I don't know who the writers are, okay? But it just kind of gets you laser focused on what the readings are about and helps us to do that. That's called Lectio Divina, okay? Divine reading or spiritual reading. So do that for 3 minutes, but 15 again is the time. So now we've got a morning offering that's probably about, you know, a minute and a half, and then these two things, three, what are we up to? 7.5 minutes, okay? The other habit is daily mass. Now, for a time, we might not be able to get to daily mass. We're offering it online. You can watch it that way, but you can do what's called a spiritual communion, okay? That's also in here. Here, I'm going to read it real quick. A spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that thou art present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love thee above all things, and I desire thee in my soul, since I cannot now receive thee sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart as thou wert already there. I embrace thee, and I unite myself wholly to thee. Permit not that I should ever be separated from thee. Okay? What's that? That's another 45 seconds. All right? But a beautiful way. And I was listening to Father Z's homily at the last Mass. He said that some contend that this is at least, and sometimes more, if we're in a beautiful state of grace, merited, okay, when we can't receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The other beautiful seven daily habit is the Angelus. You know, maybe set your watch. Nowadays you can have a ting or something to let you know it's noon. 6 a.m. if you're up, noon and 6 p.m. And it's just a beautiful short prayer. Now we're up to another 30 seconds or 45 seconds. You know, have we reached 10 minutes yet? Right? And then at the end of the day, do what's called a nightly examination of conscience. Okay? Just take a few minutes. Here's some good questions to ask yourself. You don't have to do a big, long examination. You might feel called to do that. How have I behaved as a child of God? You know, how have I offered myself to you, Lord, over and above offering myself to myself, and to then make an act of contrition. There it is. That's a solid and beautiful prayer life right there. Oh, and I skipped one here, the rosary. Make sure you, yep, there it is. I have a little glitch in how I copied and pasted this. The Holy Rosary is the seventh. So include the rosary in your daily habits. Now, I call that the umbilical cord to the Blessed Mother, the Mother of God. Okay? We're well connected. I saw a beautiful meme where a little child is going to her mom, and it's like baby Jesus and Blessed Mother. Mom, 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 like little kids might do. That's us. Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Be well connected to the Blessed Mother. Jesus can deny nothing to those who are close to his mom. Okay? So this is a time, I think, for us to be in training and to call out to God with the strongest prayers that we can offer. All right? And so this is handed down to us from all times. And so let's take this time. You know, we're kind of going without our horizontal thirst for a while. Let's work on that vertical